Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Beit Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Kuf Aleph, and we are holding the bottom of Kuf Amud Beit. The Gemara discusses at the last word of the third line above the bottom, Otan b'nei adam shekitshu b'beit haKnesset. So once already we were talking about the dinim of being mafsik, we get into other issues of hafsaka, and that is, in general, you're supposed to make kiddush. We said it's better, you're supposed to make kiddush first on the yayin, then bring the lechem. If they bring the lechem, cover up the lechem. How about the problem of making kiddush in Beit HaKnesset? Because this immediately, when you start thinking about making kiddush without the lechem, then you start thinking about what doesn't the kiddush have to be b'mokom se'udah, what defines the mokom se'udah, and so on, which leads you into the next question. We're going to be making kiddush in shul, where there isn't any food, and there is a minhag, and there's still a minhag in many places, not in Eretz Yisrael, but in many places there's a minhag to... the minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to make. And lamaisa in the yeshiva light don't make, but other shuls make. They're all over, they make.
And so lamaisa, the shulchan...
Yeah, because they have to give it to kids, as we'll see. So the Shulchan Aruch really says it's not a good idea. Because as we'll see, there's only one reason to make kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset, but he says, I don't know, the minhag is people do it, but it's really not, you're not supposed to do it. He recommends not to do it. But the Rambam brings, as I said, the Rambam brings that lamaisa, it's a minhag. As I said, you're not so, we don't do it. But those who do it, what's going on over there? Are they Yotzei or not? So, Otam b'nei adam shekitshu b'beit haKnesset. Well, look, interestingly, the bracha on the yayin, so there, since they went out and moved to the house from the Beit HaKnesset, they're not Yotzei the bracha of yayin. They're going to have to make a new bracha, Bari Priyagev, nothing but Kiddush. But Bari Priyagev, if they want to drink wine, continue to drink wine, then they'll have to make a new bracha. So, but as far as the Kiddush is concerned, Rav doesn't hold that you need Kiddush b'makom se'uda, and therefore you yotze Kiddush. So yadei Kiddush yatza. Shmuel says, no. I agree with you, the wine, of course, it's a shinoi makom, you have to make a new bracha. But the truth is, af yadei Kiddush lo yatza. We're not yotze yadei Kiddush because, as we'll see, you need Kiddush b'makom se'uda. So wait a minute, if you're not yotze Kiddush, according to Shmuel, we're going to have to figure out what he's doing making Kiddush there. And according to Rav, if he is Yotzi Kiddush, then we have to figure out why he's making Kiddush when he gets home, because everybody makes Kiddush when they get home. So according to Rav, if they make Kiddush anyway in Shul, why are we making another Kiddush at home? That's something else. That's Kidei Lotzi, but not of Neveto. It's because he has kids at home, his wife's at home, whatever. So they're
not yet here.
They didn't hear Kiddush in Shul. So he's making Kiddush for them, but ain't no chinami. Otherwise, it would be a completely kosher Kiddush. And according to Shmuel, that you're not Yotze Kiddush, what's the point of making Kiddush in the Shul? So Lama Lele Kiddush Bebe Kiddushta. No, because it used to be that they would have Orchim, would stay over, they would stay in the Shul, and they would eat in the Shul. So over there, Lafuki Orchim Idechovaton. Because the guest house, the community guest house, was also the shul. So they were ochlu, v'shatu, v'ganinu, v'beknishta, they slept in the shul, they ate in the shul, drank in the shul, everything was provided for them. So memela, they would make kiddush, that's for part of the achlas, it's orchim, and the kihila would welcome them with the kiddush. Then everybody would go home, make their own kiddush. Now this is Shmuel, it says, you're not yetzi kiddush, this is Shmuel shitato. You can't make kiddush if you're not going to eat there. The closest that we had to the problem was, yes, we were talking about where you're mafsik, and at that point, you make kiddush. So if you're all mafsik, the suda, how can you make kiddush? That was the question that we had. When many of the shayim hold that over there, enochinami, you're yotzi because of the suda before. So it's kiddush, we're welcome suda. What's the inyan of kiddush, welcome suda? The chashivut of the wine, which is part of the suda, that chashivut is what we're mechayev you on Shabbos. Others know, and we'll see, we'll talk about this more later, that it's an inyan of, as Tosis brings over here, since it says, v'karata l'shabbat oneg, kriya, what is the kriya of Shabbat? Zohar, which is kiddush, because there's no kriya of kedusha Shabbos. There's a kriya of haskara's kedusha Shabbos, as opposed to mikra'e kodesh. But it's still vikarata. That vikarata oneg means in the mokum of the oneg of Shabbos, which is the achiva. That's where you should be making kiddush. Then already it's problematic. So that if you finished the surah, then that surah was not part of the oneg of Shabbos. It was a surah for Merit of Shabbos. So you're going to be mekayim kiddush for mokum oneg. So then, enoch inami. There those who say that you'd have to eat something in order to make it kiddush for mokum surah. Okay, but Shmuel holds you made it kiddush in the shul. You're not eating in the shul, you're not Yotzi Kiddush there. Now, they thought, when they heard this, they thought that he meant that Ani Milmi Bayit L'Bayit. Look, if you go from one house to another house, okay, there's Abu Mokum Suda. But, I mean, if you have different rooms in the same house, Machlokis, this is how Rashi learns and Mashbam learns, different rooms is considered to be Mimokum, Mimokum, as long as it's under the same roof. Now, that's still considered to be Kiddush Mimokum Suda. So if you went b'mokum l'mokum b'chayim, we don't rely even on mokum l'mokum b'chayim b'talmo. No, we'll see, because Ravana bar Tachlifa said that that's a mistake. Omelo Ravana bar Tachlifa, I'll tell you, many times, I was by Shmuel when he made Kiddush. So it's interesting, you know, I came to come into Shmuel, he was up on the roof, which the Chassidim learned. His soul was mispashet into the Shemayim. He was out of it, you know. So the kiddush that he made for his soul, he wasn't yet really for his body. Anyway, so he came off of the roof down to the ground, you know, so when he landed, he had to make kiddush again. So, because otherwise, it's a little bit, I mean, so what was he doing making kiddush on the roof if he knew he wasn't going to be yaitzi kiddush? It was time of brachal of Atola. Well, what was he doing? Okay, so many of the Shonim learned that it means there were cases where there, maybe for other people, it was Bekadosh, or we're going to maybe have to tell me them that we're sitting eating on the roof. Or maybe, as we'll see later on, a case where he thought he was going to eat on the roof, and then the candles blew out. Then they had to move downstairs. But he moved downstairs. It wasn't yet to get us upstairs, because he didn't eat there. So then, when he came downstairs, had a Bekadosh. And Nachal Migra, Lagra, had a Bekadosh. Va'af Ravuna Sova, ain't get us out of Makam Suda. Ravuna also holds that Shmuel. Because we know Maisa happened. The Ravuna once was Mekadosh, and it came along a big wind, blew out his candles. Itakra Leshraga. So it happened to be that he had made a wedding that week for his son, Rabba Bar Ravuna. So they took everything from the house into the Beganere of Rabba Beret. Where over there was a lot of candles, there was a Sheva Brachas and so on. And there was Shraga. But he went ahead first, and he was made another Kiddush, and he ate again. In order to, he was toy meeting, and he was planning on eating there, but he was toy meeting in order to be Yotzi Amaka Sover in Kiddush Yom Makam
Suda. Is this all talking about Friday night?
Yeah.
It's only Friday night. It's only
Friday. We have Rabba Sover. What do you mean, it's the only problem?
No. This Gemara is discussing.
This Gemara is talking about Friday night, but Lamaisa Kiddush Yom Makam Suda is in the end of the day, too. We have Rabba Sover in Kiddush Yom Makam Suda, the Yom Rabbi. Kiavina Beimar, Abaya said, listen, when I used to eat by Rebbe, by Rabba, because this is Rebbe, so when we were Bokhrim, and he would make Kiddush, and he would tell all of us, listen, guys, eat something here, at the Ina meeting, because I know it's going to happen by the time you get back to where you're staying, the Ushpiza, the people you stay, different people's homes, and so on. So by the time I dazir to the Ushpiza, who knows, it could be that the candles have burned out already. And then you're not going to be eating there in the dark. So then you're not going to be Mekadosh over Beit Achila. So you'll think you were Yotze Kiddush here. You weren't Yotze Kiddush here.
Because they didn't eat.
They ain't Kiddush El Makam Suda. If I'm telling you, eat something now. So at least it'll be Makam Suda then. You can go home and get a full meal. But at least this way you're going to be Yotze.
We see the Kavanah to eat somewhere else.
Doesn't help for this. Eini, Vom Rabaye. Wait a minute. I thought Abaye said that Rabba used to always paskin like Rav. We just said that Rav said people make Kiddush and Shul Yaitze because he holds you don't need Kiddush Mokum Suda. And Abaye told us that Kol Mili Demar, everything that I saw, Rabba, my Revi do, he did everything according to Pesach of Rav except for three things. Lavar Mehani Tlat. And this Kiddush Mokum Suda is not one of those three things. Three things he did like Shmuel. First of all, he held that you could take tzitzit off of one beggar and put them on another beggar. There was no pagam in that. You can be madlik from one ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah directly. Because even though the shaylas we had the Gemara of Shabbos, whether you're going to be makrish the or whether it's zilzule the mit. He said you're allowed to. No, I said we don't do it. We're machna not to do it, but mikra din madlik miner in there. And he also passed an halach for Rabbi Shimon Begrira that you are allowed to drag something across the floor as long as it's not a psik reisha that's going to be digging a furrow. Because Rabbi Shimon, of course, holds that a psik reisha without, I mean, that a Yadavar Shenu Miskamen, if it's not a psik reisha, is mutter. So therefore, he paskened, like Shmuel, that halach Rabbi Shimon Begrira, which is a reference to the following, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gorer Adam Mitak, Yisevis Hafsal B'Shabbat, you're allowed to drag something across the floor, even though there are floors, or even outdoors, where it was dirt over there would be Harisha, indoors would be Shalabinyan. So even though in a dirt floor you make a furrow, it's Binyan. Because if you're Kavana, Bavach Lot Kavain Lasot Harish, as long as your intent is not to make a furrow, it's okay. And obviously talking about a case where it's not a psikratia. So how do you explain the fact that Rabbah said that the Bokhar wouldn't be Yitzi in a Suda if he does everything like Rab, and Rab says you would be Yitzi, the Kiddush, even in Shalom Alangam Suda? Well, you don't understand. Shmuel wasn't saying he does everything like Rab. Shmuel was saying he does all the Chormas like Rab. The Kulas, he didn't go like Rab. So this to be Yitzi, Kiddush, Shalom Alangam Suda is a Kula. In that he doesn't go like Rab. That's why we said these particular things, he went even lekula like Shmuel. That's the point. So normally he would go on lekula like Rav. Rabbi Yochanan argues both with Rav and Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? Not only was he Yotze Kiddush, because you don't need Kiddush welcome Siddha, he was even Yotze the Birchas Hayayin. Because the Shinui Mokim is not Machayev a new bracha. And this is Ozda, Rabbi Yochanan of the time, eh? Yomer of Chonim Barabai, Yomer Rabbi Padat, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shinui Yai, changing the wine. So you were drinking red wine, and now you bring out some white wine, vice versa, a different brand. And you should not think you need another bracha. Now,
quality?
No, either quality, color, whatever. You never need to make another bracha. Now, this, of course, is referring to Birkat HaYayin. It's not referring to Birkat HaTov HaMeitiv. Birkat HaTov HaMeitiv has its own rules. It has to be more Meshubach than the first one. It has to be that it wasn't part of the plan to bring to the Siddur in your mind. And you know, but that's a different issue. We're not talking about that. But a Shinui of Yayin is not Mechayev, a new bracha. But neither is Echad Shinui Mokim in Tzarech Lebarach. You do not need a new bracha if you change your location. So maybe if you eat something in the shul, namely wine, and now you made Kiddush on it, now you come to your house, that's not considered to be a requirement for new bracha. Obviously, it's talking about that you weren't Mesiyah Das. It's a different issue. But the very fact of changing your location, if your intent was to drink more, is not mechayev a bracha. It's hezek hadat and only hezek hadat that's mechayev a bracha, not shinui makom. So we have three shitot. According to Rav, you are yotze kiddush because kiddush you don't need b'makom suna, but you're not yotze your birchat yayin because the birchat yayin there's a shinui makom. It's the equivalent of hezek hadat, or maybe even worse, as we'll see. According to Shmuel, you are yotze the kiddush. You're not even sorry yotze the kiddush because you need kiddush makom suda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, not only are you yotze the kiddush because there's a crowd, you're even yotze the bracha liyayin. You don't have to make a new bracha liyayin when you get home. I have to make a new bracha on the tiva. Since this is our president's red tea, Mr. Miles, I have to
Tova Meiti.
It's red tea.
Red tea.
White tea.
No. Tea for sure, you'd have to make him a bro.
Shouldn't get him going on black tea, I suppose.
What about green tea? Don't mention it. That's all the coolies that came on here with one time. Meiti. So now we ask, if we have a raya, it says beferish here, the bright, the shinui moko, tzorich levorech. Says beferish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. You do have to make a bracha if you change your location, Shinu yayin ain't tzarech levarach. That part is true. A different type of wine, you don't need a new bari paragefen. Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, tiyufta. So actually, we don't take into consideration the shita that shinu makom does not demand a new bracha. Now, Yotif Ravidi Barovi Kamei Rav Chista. Ravidi Barovi was learning by Rav Chista, and Rav Chista was saying over in Ravuna's name, the Gomer Mishmei Ravuna, it's not so posh what shinu makom is, because Hodi Amrit shinu makom tzorich levareich. What is considered to be shinu makom? Loshana alami bayit labayit. It's only if you moved from one house to another. But if you moved from one room to another in the same house, then it's not considered to be shinu makom. And Ravidi Baravin said, indeed, you're saying it mitzad asfora. We learned that in a braita. We learned by Bematnita Devei Ravinik, or some say it was Matnita Devei Barinik, Devei Samedrish, Kavatech, that said the same thing. I understand. So Ravuna has to say over in his own name a braita. Ravuna Matnita Kamashma. No, Ravuna didn't overhear. Ravuna knew every braita that says it's a Matnita Devei Barinik. But he didn't hear it, so he said a mitzad asfora. So Matnita Lo Shmielei. Now, again, the tremendous machlokas, and what does it mean when it says mibayit labayit avim mimakom lamakom lo? Does mibayit labayit mean mamish a different room, and mikom makom lamakom is in the same room, or does it mean bayit labayit literally a completely different house? Makom lamakom mean under the same roof as we suggested before. Lamaisa, we're machmer in many ways lechatchila, not to be semech. I'm going into a different room. So there are other shitas, as long as you can see it, it's considered to be the same place, and it's measured by your re'iya. Also, l'chatchila, we're not saying mechan. So, but b'diavad obviously becomes a halasofik brocha. We're not mevarech under those conditions if there are shitas that hold that it's considered to be a non-shinui makom. Now, another ma'isa, Rav Chista was saying over his own shita, not quoting Ravuna. And Yosef Rav Chista v'karmah mishmei de nafshei, he was saying in his own words that Adam Rechina Mokam Tzarek Levarad, when we say that you have to make a new bracha, that's not so posh. It depends what you're eating. That's talking about when you're eating something that has no particular chashivut to make a kviut of a surah. What defines that kviut? Whether you're going to have to say your bracha hachareina or birkat hamazon where you ate. So in other words, if there's a kviyut, you can't walk away and make your bracha korona. You need to stay in the same place. So therefore, the only time that we said that a shinui makom is like a hefsek of the seder, forget it. That's dafke dvorim she'ein tu'unim bracha l'achrayem b'mekoma. That's all those things. You're having a Coke. No kviyus in the Coke. You ate a fruit. No kviyus in the fruit. So over there, the moment that you walk out into a different location, you're not going to be continuing your meal. If you just had some pizza, a koshkein, if you had bread, then you do not need to make a new bracha. My time, wherever you continue to eat, you are eating according to your original kviut. Because over there, it's the actual achila that is koveya, the place, more than the space within which you're eating it. And because of that, there hasn't been a shinui. Whereas Rav Sheshes is not true. Echad ze, v'echad ze tzarich levorech. Now this machlokes, we are about to see whether we could support from a Mishnah, or argue on from a Mishnah, from the following. We know we have a braita that speaks out. We had sugyas, similar sugyas in the Mishnayos. We'll talk about B'nei Chabura. We have a group of people sitting around. Shayu misubim lishtot. Sitting around and having some cocktails together here. The alku raglayim latzeit lekrat chatan or lekrat kala. All of a sudden they hear the chos and the kala is coming down the road. So they all jump up and they run out to greet the chos and kala. If they all leave together, they don't need to make a bracha achrona before they leave. And kishen chozrin, when they come back, they don't need to make a new bracha either. Ain't an bracha lechatchila, but this is only on condition Mamedvarim Amurim, she nichu sham zaken ochel kumid. It was somebody that was old there, you know, that falls asleep at the seudah or something, you know. So he's not going to get up to go greet the chasen kala, and he sat there, you know, he still fell asleep over his newspaper, and meanwhile his pipe is smoldering around the edges. He's about that. He'll wake up, don't worry. But anyway, meanwhile he's sleeping. So they come back, and he's still there. Or a chole who can't get up. So then they can in fact rely on those who are left behind that they haven't lost their kviyut of the suda. Aval lo inichu sham, lo zaken v'lo chole, nobody was left behind. Then they can't just walk out. That walking out defines the end of the meal. Defines the end of the meal, and they have to make a bracha. Right then? So either they bench, or they go and they say their bracha l'mafreya. Kishem chuzrim to unim bracha l'chatkar. If they come back, then they have to go ahead and make a new bracha. Now, you'll say, well, yeah, but who says bench? I mean, well, maybe it's talking about over there. They were drinking some, you know, Coke or something. So, miniktani, akru ragwehem. It can't mean that, since it says that they were oker. Obviously, what do you mean oker? I say oker unless you're kavua, but you're not kavua if you ate something that doesn't demand that you make a brook in that place. So then, that means that the very word akru ragwehem implies what? Miflav. We are bedafka talking about a case where they did eat some pizza or something, or bread. They needed to make a bracha. That's why it says akru, because you're getting up while you're destroying your suda. And the only reason that they do not have to make another bracha is why? Because they left Richie. They left somebody behind. Sham zaken okoleh. Who kishen yotzin ain't doing bracha l'mafreya. That's the only reason that they don't need to make the bracha, and kishen chozrim, they don't need to make a new bracha when they eat, and it's not considered to be shinui makom. But suppose the entire chabura left, and lo inichu sham zaken ocholeh, then kishen yotzin, they would have needed a bracha l'mafreya, ukishen chozrim, they would have needed a new bracha. Now Reb Chista said that no, you never consider shinui mokum to be koveya a new bracha unless you were just eating something that did not require a bracha achreina b'mekaymas. You only needed to make a bari nefashas. So then everything is bought. Here it says that's not true. It's only if you left somebody behind. But the etzem kvius was not by the achila itself. You needed to have people there. Gosh, how could Reb Chista say that? Omra Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Look, the braita over here is this din that you need to make a bracha, even though it's the case that Reb Chista said you don't. It's dvarim tulim bracha l'achareim. That's going dafka aliba Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not true aliba the rabbanan. And Reb Chista does it wasn't going aliba the Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya. Chaverim shayu mesubim. See, if people leave the room and they leave their soda behind, they need to go to shul. Came time to daven. They're leaving the room. It's not a problem. We'll be back. And they don't have to make a bracha achreina. When they get back, they don't need a new bracha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, now wait a minute. That's only if they left Richie behind. And therefore, when Reb Chista said over here, who cares when they left people behind? He was bepashtus going according to the Tanna Kamma. The fact that Reb Yehuda, we find, argues elsewhere, means that it's Reb Yehuda was the author of this braita that says that you require a bracha unless somebody was left behind. This is a rather complex sugya. We'll continue on later on. And it's actually a major machlokus between the Sfarad and the Ashkenazim. The Ramah paskins that the truth is there is no new halacha called shinui mokum that is more chomer than esach hadas. And the Hesach Hadas is not mechayev a bracha l'mafreya. Hesach Hadas, you're in the middle of eating, and you forgot that you were going to continue. And now you want to bring something you didn't realize. Oh, wow, I didn't know there was dessert. You don't need to bench and eat dessert. You need to make a bracha, but you need to bench. So this whole idea of you require bracha l'mafreya is this new halakha of shinui makom, but not everybody agrees to that. We'll get into the details of this Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, and now it is time for our quick review. Otam b'nei adam shekitshu b'beit ha-knesset omarav yedei yayin lo yatsu in the house. But yedei kiddush, they don't have to make it yet. Shmuel amar, they need to make a new kiddush too. Av yedei kiddush lo yatsu. So according to Rav, lamalei l'kiddush b'beit, only in order to be made to the kids or your wife, l'tzi banav b'nei beit. And according to Shmuel, why do you say kiddush in the beit ha-knesset? Afukei orchim yedei chovatam, because the orchim indeed are yotze. The Ochlu Veshat Veganu Bebek Nishta. Was the Shmuel a tiny? The Omer Shmuel in Kiddush Ela Bimkom Suda. Now, when they heard, they thought the Chatchilan Yem. Makom Suda means not Mamish the same place. In other words, if you go to another place, I didn't mean to be Bayit Labayit, but as long as you're still the same general area, Mokom Mokom, Bechad Beit, that's okay. Omer Lord Ivan about Tachlil is not okay. I can tell you my own experience. In the Sagin, I came to come into Shmuel. Benochit Migro Layara for Hanam Kaddish. Far from Ravuna suffering Kiddush Avot Masuda. Ravuna Kaddish once, and he talked Rele Shraga. So he moved his things into the Shevar Brocha's room for Rabba Bray, where there were a lot of candles. And he was Makaddish, but he was Makpa to eat there for time eating. Ambaka suffering Kiddush Avot Masuda. I mean, otherwise you couldn't expect him to actually sit and eat at a Shevar Brocha's. God help us. The Afar Rabba Sava in Kiddush Avot Masuda. Guys, you better eat something. And if Rabbi did Kirav, then he would have said your Yaitz without Kiddush Makom Suda. Levar me'ani tlat, David Kishmu matir mi beged lebeged. By the way, that does not mean matir mi beged lebeged to a beged that is not really chayav in tzitzit, or to stam take it out. Matir mi beged lebeged is only going to be using the tzitzit. Umadlikim in er laner, and alokh Rabbi Shimon begrira, the tiny Rabbi Shimon amar gorera, damitak yisef sapsal b'shabbat, ubevad shloit kaven lasot charitz. This was a kula to be yotzei kiddush lo makom suda. The kula the Rav Rabba didn't use paskin lo aviyoved. Rabbi Yochanan, the third shita says, you're even yotzei your brocha on the yayin when you get home, and you don't have to make a new brocha on yayin. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, time Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbanim Bar Abaye, Omer of Pedas, Omer of Yochanan, Echad Shinui Yayin, referring to different types of wine. Legabe Borei Priagefen, not referring to Atov HaMeite, which is a different issue. The Echad Shinui Makom, Ein Tzorech Levorech, Meite. Shinui Makom, Tzorech Levorech, only Shinui Yayin, Ein Tzorech Levorech. You're right, Yufta, Ravuda, to Yufta. Yotev Vir, Barav, and Kamed, Ruchis, and Yotev, Ruchis, Kamed, Pshmed, Ravuna. Hodi Amr, Shinui Makom, Tzorech Levorech. We need to define what we call Shinui Makom. Lo Shana, Elo, Mi Bayit, Lo Bayit, Avo, Mi Bokom, Lo Makom, Lo. So Ravuna, what he has to tell us over a brayta, matnita kamashman. Ravuna batidol shmiyalei. The two yoti Rav Chista kamashmayin nafshin that hadi amr chinam makom tzarech levorech. Lo amr al devarim she ain tonim bracha lachrim bimekoman. Avo devarim atonim bracha lachrim bimekoman. Then there's no problem. Shinui makom, you're closer to your kviut. My time will give a kamahod. Rav Sheshet Amar, echad zev echad zev tzarech levorech. I said, what do we do with the bright of the chabura? Neitvei, the chabura shayim esubim lishtot. Vokru ragleim latzeit. The krat katan, the krat kala. Kishen yotzin, ein to unim brachol mafreya. Ukshen chozrin, ein to unim brachol chatchila. But with one very important caveat. I met one of my morning. She nichu sham zakeno chole. אבל לא הניחו שם לא זקן ולא חולה, כשהם יוצאים, טוענים ברכה למפריע. כשהם חוזרים, טוענים ברכה לכתחילה. Now you're talking, yeah, but this wasn't talking about something that was kevei asur. It was talking about Stam having a bottle of coke. No, because it says okra aglayim. So when you tell them okra aglayim, you call it the varma, tunim brachal akhrim, vimakoman, askinan. And nonetheless, why do we allow them to get away with murder? Because time and yich Hashem zaken achole. Only therefore, kishen yotzin, in tunim brachal mafre. And therefore, kishen chazrin, in tunim brachal akhrim. But, suppose literally everybody walked out. לא יניחו שם זקן אחר כשהם יוצאים תונים ברוכל מהפריע כשהם חזורים תונים ברוכל חתכילה קשר וקיסטה אומרים נחו פרק יסק so what? מנתן הקיר זה רבי יהודה רבי יסק וזה גלג עלי ברבי יהודה דתניה חברים שהיו מסובים ועקרו רגלי ולך לבית הכנסת או לבית המדרש כשהם יוצאים אין תונים ברוכל מהפריע כשהם חוזרים אין תונים ברוכל חתכילה comes along, Rav Yudah says, now wait a minute. Babedvor Babuz Bachinikusha Biksat Khaverim. Avalloinikusham Biksat Khaverim, Kishem Yotzin, Tunim Brochalamafreya, Ukshem Khazrim, Tunim Brochalakhila, which means that the Brighter previously was Aliba the Rebbe Yehudah. On the bottom of Kufamid base, one line up. No, we didn't get to one line up. The last word on the third lineup. Otan b'nei adam shekichu b'beit ha-kneset. Now, how about people who say kiddush in a beit ha-kneset, which was the minhag in many beit ha-kneset even today, say kiddush on a regular Shabbos. The Gemara before was also talking about on a regular Shabbos according to Moshe. And it's a question of not bringing in the things to the table before the Suvada. So how about if you made kiddush in shul? Are you yotzei kiddush or not? Omarab Yedeyayin lo yatsu, you were not yotzei the bracha on the wine. So when you come home, you're going to have to make another bracha on the wine. Because when you change locations, then you have to make a new bracha. However, Yedey Kiddush yatsu, even though you didn't have a se'uda there, so Ravot, you do not need Kiddush b'makom se'uda. Whereas Shmuel says, no, you weren't yotzei even Kiddush. Because even though you heard the Kiddush there, but it's not the mokum of your Seuda. Chazal were mitakein. This is based on a pasuk we'll see later. V'karata l'Shabbat oneg. So the kriya of Shabbat should be in the mokum of oneg. No oneg, no kriyat Shabbat. So therefore, if you didn't have a meal, you can't be yotzei Kiddush. Ela l'Rav, lama li l'kiddusha b'beitei. According to Rav, holds that you are yotzei Kiddush. Why do we make Kiddush again at home? Why don't we just yotze with a Kiddush in shul? That's Kidei Lohotzi Banavim Nebeto. You're right. If he's all alone, he doesn't need to make Kiddush again, according to Rav. Like this, normally people make Kiddush because their family has to get a Kiddush. And according to Shmuel, why do we make Kiddush in shul? Because you're not yotze anyway. No, that's Lafuki Orchim Yidei Chovatam. The Achlu Vishatu. Many don't have the gears of a ganu because it's irrelevant, which is to sleep. Bebe Knishka. They used to have, basically, the room for visitors at the Beit HaKnesset, along with the room for the Chazan HaKnesset. So they made Kiddush there for any visitors that were in town who would be eating there. So Lechvoidam. Everybody had Kiddush, even though they weren't Yotzeh. For them, the people who will be eating there, they'll be Yotzeh. V'yazda Shmuel Taimei, this is Shmuel Shitato. Yom HaShmuel, Ein Kiddush, Ela B'makom Se'uda. Now, when they heard him say that, they thought that meant that Sovereminei, Ane Mile, Mibayit Labayit. It's only if you go from one house to another house, then you won't be Yotzei Kiddush. But if you go from one location, let's say you're upstairs, you're on the roof, and now you make Kiddush, suddenly it gets too chilly to eat there, you go downstairs. I've already heard Kiddush. I mean, I'm still in the house, the same house. I should be yotzei. So, mimokom mamokom b'chad beit halo. They thought that in the same house you wouldn't have to make Kiddush again. Amalei Ravanan batachlifa zimin zagin. I got to tell you, I actually personally ate in Shmuel's home, and many times it happened that I was by Shmuel. They made Kiddush up on the roof. And then it turned out they had to go downstairs and they made Kiddush again. So apparently even in the same house, it's considered to be a Shinui Makom, and it's not Makom Suuda. The Alf Ravuna Sovar ain't Kiddush Elva Makom Suuda. We know that Ravuna also clearly must have held that Kiddush can only be in the place where you have a Suuda. Ravuna Kodesh, I just can't stand this. Ravuna made Kiddush, this Akrele Sharga, at Shraga, his lamp overturned. In those days, they had electricity. It would go off in the middle. They were still connected to Jordan. Yeah, the way it used to be here in the old city. If you recall, we used to live on the Jordanian electrical company. Every Arab Shabbos, they would turn off the electricity. So, it was unbelievable. Every Arab Shabbos. You never knew when you... In the 80s. I don't remember when they switched it. But
that was to help you.
That's right. So anyway, there he is. He makes Kiddush. All of a sudden, electricity goes off. So, fortunately, they were in the middle at that point of a chasana for his son. And they had made this big... they rented a hall where a lot of the family was eating. So he moved over to the hall, figured he'll join them. Like this, he was going to have a nice, quiet Shabbos meal by himself. Poetic justice. Anyway, over there was plenty of light, Savi Shraga, but he made Kiddush again. The Kodesh, the Toyimidi, and he ate there. Alma Kasover, and Kiddush Elva Makom Suuda. So apparently he held that he wasn't Yotzi with his original Kiddush, because since the lights went out, he left the house. The Af Rabba Sovar in Kiddush Elva Makom Suuda. Clearly, Rabba held the same thing. The Omer Abaya Ki Avina Beimar. When I was learning by Rebbe, by Rabba, Ki Avi Mekadesh. So we would basically we walk him home from Shul, make Kiddush, and then we would go home. And he would always say, "No, no, Teimu Mide, you better take a little bit of Mezainas, eat something." Dilma Adaz Litulush Biza, because it could be by the time you get home to where you stay. Already the lights might be off. So you'll miss the meal. And then you won't have another Kiddush at a meal. You won't be yotze with my Kiddush because you didn't eat anything. So you better eat something. So we see again clearly that Rabba held the same way Shmuel held. Is this true though? But I thought Amar Abaya Kol Mili Damar Aveovik Kirav. Abaya said that Rabba, his Rebbe, always used to follow Rav's Piskei Halacha. And Rav is the one who said over here that Yedei Kiddush Yatzan Beit HaKnesset even without food. So why over here did he tell his Talmidim that they better eat something and not Yotz unless it's Kiddush Markinson? There were only three things in which Rabba didn't follow Rav's Pesach. The following three things he did like Shmuel, but certainly Kiddush B'Makom Suuda was not one of those three things. Matir mi beged lebeged, he held that there was no issur of taking out tzitzis from one talit and putting them into another talit. Umadlikim iner lener, he held you could light one Hanukkah candle from another. And he paskin like Rabbi Shimon Begrira. When it came to the question of a dovash enemy's cave, somebody who's dragging a bed across the floor from one end of a room that does not have a marble floor but has a floor that you can make holes in, then nonetheless, Gorer Adam Mitah, he saves us all b'Shabbat, u'bevat shalo yitkaven lazot charitz, as long as you're careful not to have a kavana to make a hole. Because if you make a hole, then if it's outside, you're over on charisha. If it's inside, you're over on binyan. But since this is not your kavanah, it's not asur. In that, he paskin like Rabbi Shimon, even though Rav didn't. So how come over here he paskins like Shmuel, if ostensibly there are only three things that he did like Shmuel? No, you misunderstand. Kechumre de Rav Aviyavid. When it says he did like Rav, it means anything that Rav was machmir, he followed Rav's chumra. Over here, Rav is makel. Rav says you don't need Kiddush Makom Suuda. Where Rav is makel, he didn't necessarily follow Rav. So over here, Kikuli de Rav lo Aviyavid, Rabbi Yochanan is a third shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, not only are you yotze kiddush like Rav, you're even yotze the broch on the wine, and when you come home and you drink wine, you don't make another brocha, even though you changed your location. That means we have now three shitas. According to Rav, you're not yotze the yayin, but you are yotze the kiddush. According to Shmuel, you're not yotze the yayin, and you're not yotze kiddush either. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're yotze yayin and kiddush. Of course, everybody's mode in your own home when you drink wine before the meal for the kiddush, that the bracha on the wine will pater the wine that you're going to be drinking in your meal. That's not a problem. But here you change location. So Rav and Shmuel, you change location, you need a new bracha. Even if you had a mind. Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if you change location, you don't need a new bracha. And this is Rabbi Yochanan Lashitasa. Yom Rav Chani Bar Abayim Rav Pedasam Rav Yochanan Echad Shinoi Yayin V'Echad Shinoi Mokayim Ein Tzorech Lavarech. You bring out a different wine, or you bring out now, you change your location, you move from one location to another, you do not need to make a second bracha. But of course this is only that you didn't think you were going to not drink anymore. That's what you're referring to. That's called Esek Hadas. If you have Esek Hadas from drinking even in the same place, you need to make a bracha. But if you didn't have Esek Hadas, as far as you were concerned, you're going to continue drinking, why should you make another bracha? Meisve, they asked on Rav Yochanan, Shinui makom tzorich levarech. If you change your location, you need to make a bracha. Shinui yayin ein tzorich levarech. If you brought out a different type of wine, you don't need to have a bracha. Uh-oh. Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. This indeed checkmates Rabbi Yochanan, because the Brayta is clearly saying otherwise, and we can't find anybody that supports him. Yosef Ravidi Baravim Kameda Rav Chista. Yosef Rav Chista Vakamer Rav Shmeda Rav Huna. Ravidi Baravim was sitting in front of Rav Chista, and Rav Chista was saying over in Rav Huna's name that even though we just said, Hadi Amrit, Shinui Makom Tzarich Levarech, Lo shanu al mibayit labayit, avo mimakom lamakom lo. When do we say shinui makom? That's only if you completely change your location from one house to another house. But if you move from one room to another room, that's not called shinui makom in terms of the dinim of making a new bracha. Omar le revidi baravin, hachi tanina le b'matnita. The Beir of Hinek, indeed we learned exactly that in a Braita by Rav Hinek. Some say in the Matnita that was set over in the Beit HaMidrash of Bar Hinek, Kavatecha, that Shinui Makom is defined differently for the Dinam of Bracha on the Yayin than it is for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Because Kiddush B'Makom Suda, we said, even from the top of the house to the bottom of the house, Shinui Makom Lagave Yayin. It says in the Braita, like you say. Now the next piece, the Rishonim take out, because it doesn't make sense. What it asks is, so what? So Rav Huna was trying to tell us over a Braita of the Veir of Hinek? That doesn't make sense. Answers, Matnit Rav Huna Matnit Lo Shmielei. He never heard that Braita. Which the Rishonim point out is ridiculous. I mean, half a shas is filled with people saying something which it was never assumed they know a bright, and we either ask them for a bright or bring riots for them to a bright. Whoever heard of coming along saying, so what's the chiddush? There's a bright like me. But every time we find Tanakh Avose, we say, so why does he say it? That doesn't make any sense. The Tuyati Rav Chista V'Kamer Shemayin Nafshe. Rav Chista said this in the name before of Rav Huna, but Rav Chista continued to speak. And he said in his own name, when you say that when you change your location, you are mechuyev to make a new bracha, this is only in those things that do not require a bracha achrona. So let's say you're eating fruit or something, so you don't have a chash of a bracha that's mechayev you to say it right here, in your location. Obviously, Birkat HaMazon, for sure. eating bread, you're not allowed to go elsewhere. You have to sit and you make, that's a very kosher of a bracha. So there, if you leave, so then you indeed are going to have to make a new bracha. But dvarim atu unim bracha lachreim b'makoman ein tzarek levarech. If, however, there's a chiyav of such a chashivut, such a kviyut, that you have to make your bracha achrona where you eat, so then that's also mechayev the chashivut of the kviyut of the makom in terms of the bracha rishayna. Having made such a bracha, the bracha remains in effect until such time as you make the bracha achrona, or your mesiach dat, from eating any further. And over there, you would not have to make a new bracha rishayna. My taima, lekiva kama hada. Why is that? Because you go back, when you begin to eat again, you go back to your original kviyut. Rav Sheshes omar, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, tzarech levarech. As Rav Sheshes said, either way, you're going to have to make that bracha. Okay, we'll finish here. It's 15 minutes. And we'll do our Hazor of the entire daf tomorrow, I guess, because we like to do a daf at a time.